Over the past 2 years, large parts of Gaza have been reduced to rubble. More than 66,000 people are reported to have been killed, while the majority of the population has been displaced at least once. Last month, a UN body declared famine in the northern part of the territory. Dr. Mads Gilbert from the Norwegian Refugee Council says the Gaza peace plan will fail without full access for humanitarian groups.
There is a re-registration process ongoing where Israel has said to organizations like mine, who have been active in Gaza since 2009, that we cannot enter because they have frozen our registration. We take it for granted that that now needs to be lifted. If not, the Trump peace plan will not succeed according to points 7 and 8, which is that there should be a free flow of aid from all those who can help a starving population. We don't have time for more bureaucratic obstacles.
Speaking to the Dáil in the past hour, the Taoiseach Simon Harris welcomed the overnight deal and said that when it comes to humanitarian aid, Ireland will not be found wanting.
We're now at a critical moment where we all hope and pray that we can see an end to this brutal, horrific humanitarian catastrophe, the bloodshed, an end to the killing, an end to the famine. And also all of the hostages released. It is a day of hope for the people of Gaza after the darkest of times. And this morning, I've directed my own officials to now prepare for a substantial contribution and effort to Gaza to assist in the humanitarian effort that's going to be required immediately. And right now, in the here and now, a consignment of 1,500 tents is being loaded by the IOM in Amman today for delivery into Gaza in the coming days, including indeed 750 tents from Ireland's humanitarian stocks. And we will not be found wanting in doing more as well.
Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris speaking a short time ago. Juliet Tuma is Director of Communications for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, and she joins us on the line. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. As you understand it, what will today's agreement mean for the delivery of aid to people in Gaza?
Well, thanks for having me on, Rachel. It is indeed a day of hope, and we are waiting with anticipation so that UNRWA can finally be allowed to bring in much-needed supplies, including food for the entire population of Gaza. We've been waiting for the green light for over 7 months now. Hopefully, this agreement will allow UNRWA to bring in not just food, but also medicines and other basic supplies.
How much aid is getting in at the moment?
Very, very little. Certainly nothing from UNRWA. Like I said, we've been banned from bringing in anything for over 7 months now. And we really hope that with this agreement, we can finally get those trucks of much needed aid to the desperate people of Gaza. It is the only way to avert famine from spreading further to other parts of the Gaza Strip, and only UNRWA can deliver at scale.
How confident are you today that this ceasefire will last? Because as we've heard other people say over the past short while, we've been here before.
Yes, no, I agree. And I think we learned early on in this war is that prediction is a worst game, if you wish. And I'm not in a place to predict. All I am saying is allow us to do our work. Let those guns fall silent forever. Let this ceasefire be permanent in its time to finally get a diplomatic, peaceful solution and agreement to this decades-long conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. It's not just about Gaza. It's also about the rest of the occupied Palestinian territory. The guns must go silent, including in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem.
Juliet Tuma of UNRWA, thanks indeed for talking to us on the News at 1.